living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
Can melatonin, the sleep hormone, can it help relieve pain? You know, pain can be extremely debilitating, and it affects millions of Americans. In fact, it's really one of the main reasons people go see their doctors. Now, and it can be very expensive. We know that the combined medical and economic cost of pain amounts to about $500 billion a year. That's T, a trillion with a T. That's a lot of money. It causes a lot of unwanted side effects. We know a lot of the narcotics out there have abuse potential. It's just, pain is a real issue, and we don't know how to deal with it very well. That's why I get real excited when there is a natural, affordable pain reliever like melatonin. You don't need a prescription. It's safe, and it is probably, you know, right down the street at your local market. Here's the thing. Let's talk about what pain is, because that's important. I like to understand the mechanism behind things. So let's talk about what it is. What is pain really? And how melatonin works then within this definition of pain. Then we'll talk about the proof of melatonin that it works. And then I'm going to give you, if we have time at the end, my Healthy Talk pain protocol. So what is pain exactly? Well, it's all about the interaction, obviously, between a stimulus and a pain receptor. And there's all kinds of different types of pain receptor, but the principle is the same regardless of the type of receptor. So you have a stimulus. That stimulus connects to a receptor. That receptor travels to the brain, and it is perceived as pain. So when you get into this idea of too much pain or chronic pain, it really is only three issues going on. It's either too much stimulus, too many receptors receiving the stimulus, or you have damaged receptors where no stimulus is needed at all. And in some cases, it's all three of those going on at the same time. So we're going to treat pain by either removing the stimulus, blocking the pain receptor — that's what the narcotics do — or we can improve receptors. And then the last thing we can do, and this is the one I find very interesting because it looks like this is what melatonin does, we can activate what I'm going to call counter receptors. So you have the pain receptor in the stimulus, yet there's other receptors in the body that, if they're activated, they will cover up the pain. It's really kind of an interesting concept, and that's kind of, I think, how melatonin works. It turns out that recent research is showing that melatonin is able to release the endorphins. These are your feel-good chemicals. They bind to different receptors than the pain receptors, and they kind of counter that pain stimulus that is going to your brain. Now, we're not talking about acute pain here, really, because acute pain is important. Acute pain tells you there's something wrong, you need to deal with it, and if you try to overcome acute pain, you can actually get hurt. What we're talking about here is chronic pain. So we may not know exactly why you're having the pain, whether it's too much stimulus, damaged receptors, whatever it is, but we know the pain is there. We're not really in danger of hurting ourselves now, but we want to dampen that pain response. And a great way to do that is to activate counter receptors with endorphins. And that is what melatonin seems to do. That's the current research. Research in the past showed that melatonin also eases inflammation by blocking potent inflammatory enzymes like cyclooxygenase. That's the same enzyme that aspirin will inhibit. But we think the real mechanism behind melatonin is the endorphin release, and that's very interesting to me. So where's the proof of all this, right? I mean, we're not, you know, I like to provide everything, all the information you learn on Healthy Talk is listen, it's ingrained in science. I'm kind of a data nerd. I like my science. I love the studies. So here's the proof. A 2001 study in Alternative Medicine Review — that's a peer-reviewed journal. That's important because peer-reviewed publications are where experts in that field look at the research, they approve the methodology, and they agree with the results. So it's a nice stamp of approval, basically, to be published in something like Alternative Medicine Review. That's a good thing. Now, they showed a decrease. This 2001 study showed a decrease in severity of migraine pain and the number of attacks over an extended period of time with just melatonin. I mean, think about that. How many people suffer from migraines? They do, and the drugs we use to treat migraines are powerful. They have a lot of side effects. So this is great news if you do suffer from migraines. You know, we know that even just a little bit of relief from migraine pain, having one or two fewer migraine episodes a month, that goes a long way towards improving your quality of life. And melatonin, once you get used to it, the dose in this study was higher doses, around 6 milligrams to 12 milligrams. And if you've never done melatonin before and you do 12 milligrams, you're going to take a big, long nap. That's about the side effect for it. You might have some vivid dreams. Some people like those cool dreams. That's fine. But that's about it. Your body makes this. This is a natural hormone. And hey, who would have thought it could actually treat migraines? We also know that there is a pain disorder known as fibromyalgia. This is where you have trigger points throughout your body. It's very painful. It really decreases the quality of life, keeps people from coming to work, people that really have severe cases of it. Well, guess what? Melatonin has been shown to produce really beneficial results for fibromyalgia patients. One clinical trial, for instance, had subjects take 3 milligrams of melatonin. Now, that's probably the average dose for most people, 1 to 3 milligrams. So you're talking about a very standard dose that people take at night to go to sleep. Well, people with fibromyalgia, when they added 3 milligrams of melatonin to their regimen, take it at bedtime, in just 4 weeks, the severity and the number of pain episodes decreased significantly. And here's the good news. No side effects. Again, this comes from a peer-reviewed publication called Clinical Rheumatology. This was a 2000 study. Now, here's what I find interesting. I just told you the proof of melatonin and how it helps pain comes from a 2001 study and another one here in Clinical Rheumatology in 2000. That's 12, 13 years ago. Okay, where's mainstream medicine here? These are good studies. Peer-reviewed publications, well-designed, showing a positive benefit, yet melatonin's not a part of people's pain regimens for migraines and fibromyalgia. Why does it – this is – you know, listen, I get a little frustrated. Why does it take so long for conventional medicine to catch up or even to believe the science when it comes to something that is not a chemical and that you have to write a prescription for? Could it really be all about money? Is that really where we're at today? Good solid proof that melatonin relieves pain, migraine pain, fibromyalgia pain. Here's another great example. I wasn't sure if I was going to have time to do this one, but I'm going to do it because it's important. Post-surgical pain. Most people get stuck on narcotics after surgeries. Turns out melatonin post-surgical decreases the amount of pain people experience. And this was all kinds of surgeries, right? And it's so important to alleviate pain after surgery because it decreases the risk of complications like pneumonia and blood clots. And maybe you can do the narcotics a little less at a lower dose. These are all very positive things. Right? It turns out that melatonin might make a great non-narcotic addiction-free choice for both doctors and patients when it comes to post-surgical pain. That's very, very important. Here's my Healthy Talk pain protocol. Decrease inflammation, fish oils, curcumin, tart cherry extract. Counter the mechanism of pain with endorphins through melatonin. That's what we just talked about. And decrease the anxiety from pain. Try GABA, which is an amino acid, and a combination of lemon balm and theanine. That's the Healthy Talk pain protocol. Who would have thought melatonin, it doesn't just help you sleep. It's good for pain as well. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.